Scotland, 1193. Chapter 1. 80-year-old Kenan MacLean loved being a Highlander. He loved his clan. He loved the hills, but most especially, he loved Gillian Campbell. As the youngest of the Laird MacLean's 7 boys, he felt picked on by his big brothers at times, and Gillian understood. She was the youngest of Laird Campbell's 10 children, and with the two clans being so close in everything they did, they just seemed to gravitate toward one another as playmates. The best thing about Gillian was she helped him keep his secret. His whole family knew that he had an odd power because he was the 7th son, but her family did not. Only Gillian knew, and she would even lie to her older brother and sisters to help keep his secret. Summer was the best time of year, because Kenan was often allowed to play for hours and hours with Gillian. And though she sometimes wanted to play silly girl things, she always listened to him. When she wanted to play Laird and Lady, Kenan was able to swing his wooden sword around and slay beasts who were after his family.
"I need you to come home at a decent hour tonight, Kenan MacLean," Gillian scolded, her fists on her hips. "The Stuarts are coming for supper, and you know how difficult Lady Stuart is. I swear if she asks me why I wear my hair down one more time, I might just stab her in the eye with your hunting dagger."
Kenan laughed.
"I will come home when I am ready to come home, and that is that. I am the laird of this clan, not you. I get to decide what I want to do."
Gillian stepped closer to him, her hands on her hips.
"Do you really want to talk to me that way, Laird? I didn't want to have to lock you out of the keep and let you sleep with your soldiers."
He shook his head.
"You would not dare. Who would protect you if a bear got into the keep and you had locked me out?"
She laughed.
"I have never seen a bear in this keep, have you? Now, kiss me goodbye and be on your way."
Kenan wrinkled his nose as he leaned down and kissed her cheek. He was able to do it without yelling "ooh," so he was getting better at this game, though he wished they could play ball instead.
"I will return when I return," he called, ducking under the branches that served as the front door of their keep.
Watching him leave, Gillian had a smile on her face. The boy still had a lot to learn about being a lad and having a lady for a wife, but he had years in which to learn it. By the time they were old enough to be married, she was sure he would be trained as he needed to be. She did not even mind that he could stick his hand through rocks when he wanted to. To Gillian, that was just part of him being Kenan. Kenan MacLean, the boy she would someday marry. She went about her day, using leaves as small plates and acorns as cups. She would serve a meal fit for a laird when Kenan returned. She wondered what he was doing while he was off at work. He said he was training his men, but none of his brothers would ever pretend to be his men. They were not very accommodating of their play. His oldest brother, James, was too busy courting her sister, Kirsty. The two just seemed to fit together well, and she knew their parents were thrilled by the match. When she heard a strange sound, she turned and screamed. A wolf was staring at her.
"Kenan, help me! Kenan, there is a wolf!"
Kenan ran back to her, immediately shifting into his ghost form, as his brothers called it. He had the ability to make himself into vapor. His father called it becoming intangible, but that sounded strange to him. He liked thinking of his power as a ghost power. He turned intangible and ran at the wolf, hoping he would frighten it. When that did not work well enough, he did something he had been practicing for a while without anyone knowing. He moved his hand into the wolf's chest and turned only his hand back to his normal form, keeping the rest of him ghost. He grabbed onto something inside the wolf and pulled it out. Immediately, the wolf fell to the ground, lifeless, its eyes still open and staring unseeingly. Looking at his hand, he realized he had pulled the heart from the wolf. He stood and shuddered for a moment, wanting to throw up. He had hunted before, aye, but he had never killed an animal with his bare hand. He looked over at Gillian, who was looking at him, in half horror, half hero worship.
"You saved me!"
Kenan dropped the heart and made himself fully tangible, still shaking. Gillian threw herself at him and hugged him close. She was shaking as badly as he was. He wrapped one arm around her, stroking her back, trying to make her feel better. He kept the hand that was dripping blood straight out to the side. She did not need to have that touch her. Finally, she pulled away from him, tears coursing down her cheeks.
"We are going to have to get your hand washed up, and I think we are going to have to tell our parents."